What we may be seeing in France right now is the radicalization of a nation. In the first round of regional elections, the National Front, France's far-right party led by Marine Le Pen, secured 28% of the votes, more than any other party. It's far short of a majority, but will put Le Pen in a position to influence national policy more than ever before. The vote signals a turning inward by France after the November 13th Paris attacks and a nationalist trend that hasn't been seen in France since the end of World War I. Alan Riding is a journalist and author. He joins me now from Paris. Welcome, Alan.
Hi, John.
Is this a victory, a milestone victory for Marine Le Pen, or is this a fleeting bit of electoral success that is likely to be reversed in the years to come?
It's certainly not fleeting because it's been a long time coming. Her father, 13 years ago, managed to get to the second round of the presidential election. So the Le Pen shadow has been hanging over France for a long time. However, with his retirement and the takeover of Marine Le Pen, his daughter, things have changed a lot. And she has modified, she's moderated the party, she's stopped any suggestion of anti-Semitism, and she's focused much more on what she considers the failure of the political class to run France well. And in that case, she has a lot to work with. Now, you could say that some of this has been accelerated by the terror attacks a few weeks ago, by the wave of immigration into Europe in the last few months. However, the situation, the stage was in a way already set before those things happened. People, you know about populism in the United States and this Republican campaign. People are fed up with the failure of one party or the other of the two main parties to deliver. We've had years and years and years of 10% unemployment, which is not, again, a function of the world financial crisis. It's institutionalized. And people are looking for another solution, very simply.
In the process of politics in France, what does this first round mean in terms of actually assembling a government? How quickly will we begin to see Le Pen's influence in national policy?
Well, Marine Le Pen's influence in national policy is very much alive and well today because her party can rightly claim to be the biggest party in France today. Now, her party has won in the first round has the largest number of votes, shall we say, in 6 of 13 regions. We have in France a very complicated situation where you have a second round, and therefore it's a question now whether the parties that have lost in the regions where she has where her party has won, whether they're going to join forces to try and block her or go on their own and in effect allow the National Front to take over the region. But the bottom line of it is that the National Front is going to be running between 2 and 6 regions. That's almost half the regions of France. Now, the French system is very complicated because you have a central government, you have regions, which are like states, shall we say, you have departments, which are a bit like counties, then you have large cities, towns, communes, and everyone has a bit of the action. So running a region doesn't mean you dominate everything because a lot of the power remains in the central government. However, there are very crucial areas like education, and this is one area where the National Front could have its influence because it believes that education in France has been drifting away to a sort of vague multiculturalism and acceptance of all sorts of non-French values and non-French traditions. So they would certainly aim for a much more nationalistic education policy, and that could be very important and could be very controversial.
And there's a long-standing tradition of nationalist parties around the world focusing on education first because it sows the seeds for the next generation of supporters. Is there a conceivable likelihood that in the second round, Marine Le Pen would come out even in a better position to create a coalition with her at the center? Or how does this work once a government is formed?
Well, we're talking about different regions. We're not talking about the national government anywhere, in any sense.
You know,
the national government remains under François Hollande, and it will be, until the next elections. What we're having here are two things. One are regional battles, where, in effect, Marine Le Pen has a very good chance of emerging on top and running a whole area of northern France as a regional leader. But This is really also viewed as a referendum on the socialist government of François Hollande, a referendum on the political class in general. And in that sense, it's a real earthquake. The great question is whether the tsunami will follow in the presidential elections in 1917. So everyone can, in a sense, live with these results. In some regions, they'll be very unhappy and people very worried of the fact the socialists have done so badly across the country. But we knew the socialists were doing so badly. François Hollande has a popularity rate of barely 20%. So that wasn't a great surprise. The surprise is that under Marine Le Pen, the National Front has managed to organize itself as a national party. It's got a structure across the whole country. There's almost nowhere where it's gone below 20%. On average, it's close to 30%, as you said. In these two areas where the family is waving the flag, it's over 40%. So they are a real party. The question is, how is this going to be transferred in a year and a half in presidential elections?
So even though they're distinct in process terms, this really does mark the beginning of the national election campaign a year and a half from now. There's no talk of early elections. That doesn't work in France, right?
No. Unless the president were to resign, which he's not going to do. In fact, the president himself is still wanting to run for office. There are those in his party who would like him not to run for office because they believe there are other people within the socialist ranks, including the prime minister, Manuel Valls, who would do much better. If President Hollande insists on being the Socialist Party candidate, many people, as we stand today, if there was a three-way run in the first round, François Hollande would not make the second round.
Wow.
And the second round would be probably, with lots of question marks, between Marine Le Pen and Nicolas Sarkozy, the former president.
Alan Riding is author of And the Show Went On, Cultural Life in Nazi-Occupied Paris. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thanks, Sean.